I think you need to turn your cell phone over to Who Mr. Johnson.
I have to surrender my phone now to...
Who made the second?
To Mr. Johnson.
I did. Okay. Thanks. I didn't catch that.
He was a little quiet.
I didn't hear either one.
There we go.
The phone was ringing. That's
yeah, yes, it was. Out.
Phone drowned him out. My fault. Isn't that something? Yeah, I know, because I'd had a field day with that one. I have to chastise myself. All right, you have to turn over your cell phone. Okay, done. There it is. Our next item is Bay City Mobile Home Park lot enlargements.
This is a request to revise lots 1 through 4 that passed you down a copy of a survey within Bay City. In 1973, some of the lots were 65 by 70 and 66 by 80 or wider. In 92 and 94, this proposal is to increase the lots to at least a 100-foot depth. An on-site inspection on April 27th of this year showed what appears to be vegetated wetlands for the area that would be added to the lots. I guess you could, it was deferred on April 19th for legal interpretation. Could maybe approve it as requested, or you could require a public hearing.
Well, one of the things that I looked at, gentlemen, was just to see what the status of it was. And essentially, these four lots are pre-existing non-conforming. They predated the requirements for the lots. So that's where it is. It's, in other words, it's not subject to a current conditional use or anything like that. So.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I've tried reviewing the record. I personally visited the site today, and I too am concerned that the information that we have received is inadequate to grant approval of this request for lot enlargements. I too saw the vegetative, what appeared to be vegetative wetlands, and the information we have before us really doesn't define where these lots are in relation to other lots, in relation to potential wetlands. It really is, as far as I'm concerned, inadequate. So therefore, Mr. Chairman, concerning Bay City Mobile Home Park request for lot enlargements, my motion is that it be denied as submitted, and that this denial is based on inadequate information submitted to the commission. The site plan submitted is in conflict with the existing plot of this mobile home community, and the site plan submitted does not provide sufficient information such as wetlands delineation or the lots relation to the perimeter property lines of the mobile home park and adjoining properties.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to deny lot enlargements for Bay City Mobile Home Park for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.